Tax Day is next week, April 18th, and if you're one of the tens of millions of Americans who use TurboTax, you might be paying to file your taxes. That despite advertising from TurboTax parent company Intuit that suggests otherwise, like this one from last year featuring an aerobics instructor.
And free! And free! And free!
The Federal Trade Commission sued the company alleging false advertising in that ad and others last month, and Intuit stopped running it as they fight the FTC in court. But our next guest says it's part of a long pattern by the company. Justin Elliott is a reporter with ProPublica. Hi, Justin.
Hey, good to be here.
Good to have you. What's the FTC's case against Intuit?
Well, it's pretty simple. The FTC is saying that Intuit is running deceptive ads. Basically, there's a lot of ads out there that, as you know, as you just played, claim that TurboTax is free. But a lot of people, millions of people every year, actually, who start on the TurboTax free edition, find out by the end of the process that they actually have to pay the company a fee of maybe $75 or $100. So that's the heart of it.
Well, and the FTC says several of TurboTax's commercials repeat the word free as many as 40 times in 30 seconds and simply flash a little fine print disclaimer at the end of the ad.
Right. And what that disclaimer says is that, in fact, TurboTax is only free for what the company describes as simple tax returns. And you have to go maybe halfway or three quarters of the way through the very painful tax filing process using the software before the software tells you that actually, because you have to file a particular form or you have a particular type of income, you have to upgrade. And what the company has found over the years is that most people hate doing their taxes so much that even if they're annoyed when they hit that point, they usually just click yes and shell out the $100 to finish the process.
And does Intuit deny these claims? What are they saying in their defense?
Intuit is basically saying that their advertising is not deceptive, that the disclosures they've provided to folks are sufficient for people to understand what is and isn't free.
Well, in fact, the company says its ads have increased the number of people who file taxes for free on TurboTax from 11 million filers in 2018 to 17 million in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the situation is it's absolutely true that many people, many Americans do file their taxes for free on TurboTax, but there's also a large group of people who are eligible to file their taxes for free elsewhere but end up paying TurboTax every year. So that's millions of people every year end up paying even though they don't have to, essentially because they clicked on one of these ads or started on the wrong website when they began the tax filing process.
You and your colleagues have been reporting on this story for many years. You say this company has, quote, a 20-year fight to stop Americans from filing their taxes for free. What has that strategy looked like over the years?
Essentially, what it's looked like is stopping the government and the IRS from creating a public version of TurboTax, a free online filing option provided by the IRS. And that's something that exists in many other developed countries. It's sort of exceptional that in the United States, many people end up paying a private company to perform this basic act of citizenship of paying their taxes. So part of the reason why the IRS doesn't have its own software is that Intuit and other companies in the industry have lobbied for years every time somebody has proposed the IRS create its own version of this tax filing software.
Well, it's such a laborious process and difficult for so many people. I mean, there are countries, of course, around the world where most taxpayers don't even file returns. Japan, the Netherlands, Britain among them. What are the efforts at the federal level to overhaul the tax system in the U.S.?
Well, there's legislation that's been introduced in Congress, sponsored by Senator Elizabeth Warren and others, that would direct the IRS to create its own system so people wouldn't have to pay private companies to file their taxes. And there's proposals also to direct the IRS to use the data it already has on how much money we all make and just essentially send us a bill, and you would be able to take a look at it, make sure the numbers are right, and essentially click OK. I think that's, you know, it's a long way off from anything like that being reality, but the proposals are out there.
Hmm. Well, regardless of how the FTC's case against Intuit turns out with regard to false advertising, there are ways to do your taxes for free. Give some options for our listeners who have not filed yet, who don't want to or cannot pay.
Sure. So if you want to use tax prep software like TurboTax, one thing you can check out is the IRS free file website. If you just Google IRS free file and make sure you go to the .gov official website, there's a bunch of genuinely free filing options. That's for anyone who makes under, I believe, $73,000, which is actually most Americans. If you want help in person, and you also make below an income threshold, there's an in-person program called VITA, spelled V-I-T-A, that you can also Google. And at places like public libraries and senior centers, you should be able to get an appointment to get help from a person to file your taxes.
Good information. Justin Elliott is a reporter with ProPublica. Justin, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.